time ago.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Allison, along with Red Hood.
Yes, we are back. And might we add, we have a few announcements. As you probably saw over the weekend, as most of you saw on our Facebook, that our site is getting updated. That's right, our site is getting updated. And there will be new pages and stuff like that. And it'll be back up and running within about, I'd say, 2.5 weeks. Because of the fact that it needed a huge overhaul, and that's why we're taking all these considerations into play. And this episode is only half an hour, so I won't waste our time with all the boring necessary details. All that you need to know is that the site will be back up in about 2 weeks, and there will be more stuff for you to actually glom on to. And you'll see it when it comes to fruition. And so that's, I guess, all that's a bit different from the peanut gallery. So let's get into the show.
Sure.
Let's see. For the foreseeable future, Alaskan Airlines has lost their baggage and apparently their CEO. We don't know what happened to the CEO. All we know is that the CEO, well, dropped his own airline. Whoops! How can you drop a million fleet of airplanes in about an hour? Don't know. Anyway, have no clue. But we do have a clue here. We all know superheroes can be really great, right? Unfortunately, for one superhero in Philadelphia, basically up at Derby, PA, that this 18-year-old stole a laptop computer and broke into a home. But as per usual, he wasn't wearing anything. He wasn't even wearing a proper Lex Luthor shirt, or wasn't even wearing a penguin shirt, or name any other villainous bad guy. No, he was wearing, you guessed it, a Superman shirt. Yes, that's right, with his BMX, and even worse, escaping on a BMX bike. Now, Ladies and gentlemen, if I was to confess something, I've robbed many violins, many things. But I've never broken into a home to rob a computer.
Yep.
I'm much more higher class of robber than that. I mean, I rob musical instruments. I mean, Stradivarius is unlikely. But, you know, I could have my lick of that. This person decided to rob a laptop. Not so smart.
Which he's not.
But yet.
Let's jump in too, because he's not Superman. He would be considered a villain. Maybe he should educate himself before he puts on
How in the hell? How would you educate yourself? Left, right, stop and go.
Or just, it's like, it's called common sense.
Unfortunately, there's not a graduate school or a high school for that. We all know this.
It's called, is this wrong? It's called think about it. It's called use your brain cells and think.
Except keep lightweight criminals don't have any brain cells, Allison. I mean,
yeah, I think they do. Yes, Red Hood. Yes.
In what way? I'm a criminal. I don't have any brain cells, and I'm a fucking Joe.
Are you sure about that?
What the? What does that sound?
I have no idea.
Seriously, why did I just make that sound?
I have no idea.
It might just be Red Hood's stomach.
It might be my stomach. Maybe I should.
It was like,
you know. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I have a stomach issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. At point right now, I'm just basically doubled up, so that's why maybe some of you can't hear my voice and they can. Yeah, I know, George. Shut up. I know. It's a stomach issue. Maybe I should get an acid for it. You know, back to what we were saying. I don't know if you know what I mean? I still start to start this is what I mean. And I'm on the show, and I seem to have a brain cell in me, but at least I don't feel computers.
Websites, wait, is that something new?
Yes, I steal other people's websites. You know. But not for long. I'm actually a white hacker. You know what I mean. That's good hackers? Anyway. Yes.
So, yes.
Can I help?
Well, that just makes more things interesting.
Yeah, it kind of makes things interesting. Yeah, anyway, you'll find out more about my bio on the new website. There'll be an enhanced bio, trust me. So, also, you know, in terms of the thing, in criminal psychology, right, you could do one of three things. You could be an intelligent killer and be like fucking Whitey Bulger, but then you could be like the Son of Sam, right, two murderers, right, one from Boston, one from Philadelphia, or New York, sorry, but then you could also be like a white hat, you know, who just goes traipsing around the internet. Not to say that I go traipsing around the internet. I don't go traipsing around the internet. But, you know, you could steal food and deliver it to the poor, like Robin Hood did. Right? Am I right?
Right.
I think I'm right.
Right.
Johnny?
Yeah?
Do you think I'm right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Allison, do you think I'm right?
Sure, yeah, maybe.
I mean, you know... and, you know, for your getaway, right, people have... There's the option of sleds, okay, in the winter, jet skis in the summer, surfboards, if you're at all inclined to do so, that's a slower method, yeah. But then you also have nunchucks that you could use as tomahawks to scale large buildings. I'm giving my entire book of secrets away. God, I don't know what to do. Anyway, fuck. Really? Allison, do you have any other news?
Other than theater programs are popping up and...
That's a good way to keep robbers occupied. Theater programs. So,
yeah.
What's happening in the world of the theater programs then?
That they're helping the train kill... How about you jump in and talk about this, Red?
All joking aside, right, these theatre programs are basically training people with autism, which is fantastic. In the fact that, you know, well, we robbers rob our computers, laptop computers, children with autism are seen big gains in socialization, communication, and other skills by learning to perform on stage. Well, you know, I guess that's how James Vonnegut got his communications degree. You know, learning to perform. It didn't take a monkey's uncle to do that, but there you go. He is a monkey's uncle.
Sure about that.
If you know what I mean. Anyway.
Okay, sure.
What do you mean, sir? He is. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Kids with autism. Who attend theatre festivals.
How did we get to the point that
yes,
this is a great thing?
It is a great thing. Anyway, that the kids with autism who attend the theatre sessions were also asked to practice their new skills for 15 minutes daily or watching a series of web videos highlighting targeting behaviors, rules, songs that were worked on in the intervention. Wait, there was an intervention? Yes. A theatre-based intervention. What? Theatre-based intervention. Yes. Theatre-based intervention. Not information. Intervention. Anyway.
Yeah.
The program included theatrical games, role-playing, drama skill, drama exercises, ultimately focused on preparing for a 45-minute play, which participants performed in after completing the intervention. Children with autism were typically, were typically developing peers who trained to help facilitate the activities perform alongside them, which is great.
Which brings up inclusion, and
well, yeah,
it
brings up inclusion, but it also brings up more of the fact that with these fundamental social skills, people with autism can do almost anything, from performing on stage, and because they learn internally, they become great mimics when they know how to actually do it. And this
okay.
is the findings. Have been published in the Journal of Autism, which is fantastic. In the factors of, you know, when it's published in a journal like that and you get doctors noticing, you know, it's a great thing instead of having talk therapy.
I agree. Saying,
you know, where they're just saying, oh, you should do this. Oh, you should do that. Well, maybe they shouldn't. Maybe they should just, you know, have a... Maybe there should be a sign to doctors that illustrates that even though they are less social, they can function in a high-functioning world. I mean, that's my vote. I mean, what do you think, Allison? Allison?
Uh-oh.
Johnny?
Yeah?
What do you think about this?
I think it's pretty great, actually.
I mean, did you do theater when you were a kid?
You know, I never did theater. Well, when I was very... when I was very young, like...
I mean, you know, I guess the person who plays Red Hood, I mean, he's done theater all his life, but plays me, has done theater all his life. I mean, he graduated with a communications degree. But I guess the difference between a person with autism doing theater and a person with another disability doing theater is... It's very different because they have to learn how to how to socialize and how to be, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So what do you think about this?
I feel that it's a benefit for people to take part in this and keep it up. Because who's stopping? There's no one stopping it. I think they should be involved in different communities as well.
See, I didn't do theater, but it seems like I'm making breakthroughs right now.
Well, yeah.
Making bracelets for people.
Right.
Amazing feeling, like that connection, like you feel it. Makes you want to keep going, keep going. Make it tough, but yeah, keep going.
Right. So,
I mean, if anything that's taught, if anything in the world has taught, I guess, us anything about autism awareness is, you know, because Curious Incident being the Tony Award winning play this year,
right,
is that, you know, there are people out there who are more, are becoming more aware of stuff. There's a Deaf West production of Spring Awakening in New York City. If you're here to catch that, catch it. It's a great show. Not only is it a great show, but it's also about the teenage years at the turn of the century of Germany and how mental disabilities, whether it be schizophrenia, not schizophrenia, ADHD, Asperger's, there are a variety of disabilities that are portrayed in that.
Right.
I'm sorry for my stomach. Yes, I am hungry. But there's my stomach, not me. The best thing about it is that it's coming into its own. I mean, there are more theater companies now for people with disabilities, at least in major cities within the United States and all around the world, that are being formed and have been formed and are at the forefront and are amazing. But the mainstream hasn't cotton on yet and are just getting cotton on, which is a nice thing. To see, because more and more people are breaking the stigma, you know, which is that being different
let's
is not.
I'm busting out, so fair warning.
Well, yeah.
We're all busting out.
Right. It should not be just a thing of going, oh yeah, theater is for one group people this is for many groups of people to enjoy, to take part in. It's something to be a part of. I had the opportunity to be in productions and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's something that I think more schools, more organizations, I don't care what part, where you are in the world, should have this sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those things that I think if you do it enough, you know, and growing up, I mean, I would say that, I mean, speaking of James Bond for a second, I mean, I had major trouble memorizing lines. I had major trouble actually getting to the character when acting. Not that I've ever retired from it. It still takes me time. I'm a lot faster at it now. But for those formative years of being a student at in community theater and learning the ropes and all of that, for a person with a disability, it's a lot different than a neurotypical person, because you're constantly thinking about character and you're constantly thinking about motive. For me, it was always motive and character, and that's why Red is so, well, vicious with violins, just to say that. But yeah, I mean, it's a great type of thing. I mean, the several, like I've said, disability companies in the United States, Deaf West being probably the premier theater for the deaf. There's also a theater for people with autism in the UK and the US. I just can't think of it now. But it's one of... it's one of the great things that they're now getting people with autism involved, not as an instruction, just as, okay, we've got to prepare for a show. And the way to prepare for a show is rehearsing lines and doing stuff, but you don't have to rudimentarily do it, if you know what I mean. Allison. Allison.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
I said it's the best thing.
No, I know. I know. Do you have any other thoughts?
No. And it's almost time for us to go as well.
Okay, then. Well,
yes,
I guess
kind of
we will see you in about a fortnight.
Yeah, and we can have a replay.
We will have
we
replays
have
and stuff like that.
For Columbus Day, we will be off.
Yes. So, have a great Columbus Day. We will see you back here, same time, same place, and with a new website. So, yay for that. And we will talk to you later. Have a great night and a great weekend and a great week. And we will see you then. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good.